So today's class will be given by His Grace Murari Vallabh Prabhu. Vallabh Prabhu, thank you so much for joining, giving us
your humble obeisance on your lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you so much for coming. You can take over the call now.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 22 and text number 19 onwards. Naishta karma api achyuta bhava varjitam na shobate jnanam alam niranjanam uta puna shashvat abhadram ishware na cha arpitam karma yadapi akaranam. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When pure knowledge is beyond all material affinity but is not dedicated to the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, it does not appear very beautiful. Although it is knowledge without a material tinge, what then is the use of putative activities which are naturally painful from the beginning and transient by nature? If they are not utilized for the devotional service of the Lord, how can they be very attractive, preferred? This quotation is from Srimad Bhagavatam 1.512. Even after writing many Vedic literatures, Vyasadeva felt very morose. Therefore, his spiritual master Narad Dev told him that he could be happy by writing the activities of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Up to that time, Srila Vyasadeva has written Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda section of the Vedas, but he has not written the Upasana Kanda of Bhakti. Thus his spiritual master Narada chastised him and advised him to write about the activities of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Therefore, Vyasadeva begin to write Srimad Bhagavatam. Text 20. Tapasvino Dhanapara Yashvasvinom Manashvino mantra vidasu mangalam shemam na vidanti vinayan arpanam tasma subhadra shravase namo namaha. Those who perform severe austerities and penances and those who give away all their position out of charity, those who are very famous for their auspicious activity, those who are engaged in meditation and mental speculation, and even those who are very expert in reciting the Vedic mantras are not able to obtain any auspicious result, although they are engaged in auspicious activity, if they do not dedicate their activities to the service of the Supreme Personality, the Godhead. I therefore repeatedly offer my respectful obeisance to unto the Supreme Personality, whose glories are always auspicious, purport. This is the quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam. Kevala jnana mukti dite nare bhakti vinem Krishnan mukese mukti haya vina jnane. Speculative knowledge alone without devotional service is not able to give liberation. On the other hand, even without knowledge one can obtain liberation if one engages in the Lord's devotional service, purport. One cannot attain liberation simply by speculative knowledge. Even though one may be distinguished between Brahman and matter, one's liberation will be hampered if one is misled into thinking that living entity is as good as the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Indeed, one falls down again into the material platform because considering oneself the Supreme Person, the Supreme Absolute Truth, is offensive. When such person comes in contact with the pure devotee, he can actually become liberated from material bondage and engage in the Lord's service. A prayer by Bilwa Mangal Thakur is relevant here. Bhakti stvai stirahatara bhagavan yadishad daivenana palati divya kishora murtin mukti swayam mukumuli ganjali sevate asma Dharmarthakamagataya Samapratiksha. Oh my Lord, if one engaged in your pure devotional service with determination, you become visible in your original transcendental youthful form as the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. As far as the liberation is concerned, she stands before the devotee with folded hand waiting to render service. Religion, economic development and sense gratification are all automatically attained without separate endeavor. Text 22. Shreya Shrim Bhaktim Mudasyate Vibho Klishantiye Kevala Bodha Labdaye Teshamasu Kleshaye Vashishyate Nanyatyatastula Tushavaga Atinam. My dear Lord, devotion service unto you is the only auspicious path. If one gives up simply by speculative knowledge or the understanding of this, these living beings are spirit, soul, and the material world is false. He undergoes a great deal of trouble. He only gains troublesome and inauspicious activities. His endeavors are like beating a husk that is already devoid of rice. His labor becomes fruitless. This is verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 10.14.4. Daiviyesha gunamai mama maya durataya mame vaye prapadante mayam etam tarantite. This divine energy of mind, consisting of three modes of material nature, are difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Bhagavad Gita 7.14. The living entity is bound by, Krishna Nitya Dasa Jivatahe Buli Gela Edo Shemaya Tare Galaya Bandila. The living entity is bound around the neck, the chain of Maya, because he's forgotten his eternal servant of Krishna. So we'll stop here. Om Ajnana Kimirandasya Jnananjaya Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsha Namavum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Peshtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayite Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Namam E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Kade Vrindavaneshwari Prashabanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpataru Vaksha Krapa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The title entails process of devotional service. So much emphasis given on devotional service here. They say in the previous verse, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.26, Savai Pumsham Paro Dharma Yato Bhaktir Adokshate Ahetuki Apraharita Yayatma Suprasiddhi. The supreme occupation dharma of all humanity is that which man can attain to loving devotional service unto that transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. So here again, what is pure knowledge is described. It is beyond all material affinity, but it is not dedicated to the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. It does not appear very beautiful, although its knowledge is without material things. So anyone has got everything about knowledge about Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, but it is not towards affinity, towards Lord Krishna, that is useless. It is Shrama Evai Kevalam. So here it is emphasized again, the devotional service, so much important of the devotional service. Last time we were talking about, you know, about absorption. Today we will talk about perception, participation, purification and perfection. So here Krishna is explaining, and another example is given, Vyasadeva, why he felt morose? Because there was no devotional service. Everything is giving, you know, 42 activities to the common public, which they will enjoy in this material world. Because when they do karma kanda, then they at last come to the moksha. Also, they do not know what type of moksha they want, liberation. So Bilwa Mangal Thakur is explaining here, when we do devotional service, Mukti Devi is at our doorstep. She is begging to take service from her. We know that when Lakshman didn't sleep for 14 years, Nidra Devi came to him and, please take my service one day. Why you are not taking service? Why you are not sleeping? He says, there is no use, because I have to be guard. When they are sleeping, I have to guard myself. There is no question of sleeping. So here it shows how a devotee, when he does a devotional service, every, you know, Nidra Devi or Mukti Devi or so many other devis can come at such devotees' doorsteps and beg for their service. They want to serve. We know that when Lord Shiva was with the, you know, he was talking about to Parvati, I do not know Krishna. Even Brahma doesn't know Krishna. Even Narad, whether he knows or not, I do not know. Vyasadeva may or may not know. But one who reads Srimad Bhagavatam, he knows that. He knows completely about Krishna. So Sukadev Goswami knows completely about Krishna. So he could explain, because he was explaining so nicely Srimad Bhagavatam and most of the, you know, pastime of Lord Krishna. So Krishna, though says Janma Karma Chadivyam, it is very, very difficult for us to understand Krishna unless there is a proper guidance from our spiritual master and scriptures, Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita. So when we know such things, that is why Vyasadeva felt morose, because he has never glorified up to now, up to that time, the Krishna, Lord Krishna. Because the glorification itself is the mental peaceful. People are, you know, achieve so many degrees, so many officers, so many CEO posts, everything they achieve. But what is the use? That achievement doesn't give permanent fulfillment. It is not a fulfillment. It's only achievement. So people say, when we improve in our, you know, We prove ourselves, we are CEO, we are qualified, we are magnificent, everything we prove. But if we don't improve on this spiritual path, there is no gain. That's why here Narad's example is given. And again, he says, this austerity, penances, and giving charity, and who is becoming famous, all this, and meditation, engage in meditation and mental speculation, and even those who are very expert in reciting Vedic mantras are not able to obtain any auspicious result. We know that example of Bhagavan Pandit. When he was giving class of Srimad Bhagavatam, he knows everything about Srimad Bhagavatam. He was expertly giving. But when Shivas Thakur entered there, what happened? There, he didn't treat them properly, and the students almost threw Shivas Thakur outside. Who got angry? Shivas didn't get any angry. He said, it's my fate or karma. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so angry. He never, you know, pardoned him. So he wanted to be associated. He was never. But because he served once Vakreshwar Pandit, when he was singing, he protected him from the crowd. He was guarding the crowd. That made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, appreciate his service. So we know that this small service of this devotee, one who is expert in Bhagavatam, could not get association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Same association he got is because he served Vakreshwar Pandit for some time. So this shows how important when we serve the Vaishnavas, when we serve the Acharyas, when we serve our Guru Maharaj. So when we serve the even scriptures, then the purification, peace and fulfillment definitely comes. Here again, we are understanding that how Krishna is telling Sanatana Goswami again and again, pure devotional service with determination, because your original transcendental youthful form of Supreme God, you can see one-to-one, like Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. So many people have seen, because they also have complete faith in the Lord, Narada, Dhruva Maharaj. So he got the sense of darshan of Lord Vishnu himself. And here, again, why it is auspicious? Because in Bhagavad Gita also says that when we do devotional service, he brings us all auspiciousness, all in our life and our heart also. So living entities are unnecessary. They say that going to hell is very costly. Going to, back to Godhead is very cheap. Because when you are, you know, having your desires fulfilled, mental concoction and all mental speculation, because you take this car, you enjoy. Because most of the propaganda in this world is telling us, marketing strategy, that if you have this, you'll be happy. If you have this house, you'll be happy. If you this, have. So many propaganda is going there. And we, some many times we fall prey on that. Then what will happen? There is no fulfillment. There's some achievement, some desire. But it is almost taking us back to hell, because we are doing so many things. So this is all costly affair, going to hell. It is very easy if you chant and follow the four regulatory principles and scriptures and do service to Vaishnavas and deity. The sure path is back to Godhead, and it doesn't cost much. So it shows itself, this world is pure of duplicity, because they say one thing and the result is another thing. So here, again Krishna says, Daivi Esha Gunamai. Again and again it comes. It is very difficult, very, very, very difficult to, you know, overcome three modes of material nature. Mode of passion, goodness and ignorance. Of course, goodness is much better than. And what will happen when they say that you are either serving Maya or you are serving Krishna? Maya indirectly satisfying our desires. Our senses, we served our senses in so many lifetimes, they never satisfied. These master senses are foolish people, foolish because they never get satisfied. But same thing, we divert our minds to Krishna's service, then Krishna is satisfied, our senses are satisfied, our mind is satisfied, everything is satisfied, and we are on the way to back to Godhead. This shows how important for us for devotional service. Because again and again, it is mentioned here, because we are, our original is Jivere Sarupe Krishnare Nitya Das. Once we understand and follow this broad principle of following it, then everything is auspicious. Anything is pleasingly done. This devotional service gives us so much pleasing. So we have to be all the time engaged some or the other in this devotional service, directly, indirectly, helping others, so many things. So we can do that. So when we plan, it gives a little like compass, how to have our direction, where we should go. This compass and planning is very important. Playing God, it will not work because it's a passion. Planning will be chant in the morning and broader way it will work in all the time because Holy Name is such a powerful instrument which is given by our spiritual master Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Mood. That's why they say Nama is spiritual wisdom. Oath, meditation, abnegation, mental quick quietness, virtue, none of them ever equal to Nam. Nam is highest salvation, Nam is highest end, Nam is also noblest, final. Because Nam is eternally existing. Nam is highest intellectual Nam is beyond Preeti, best Preeti. Nam is only brightest remembrance. Nam is Lord, Nam alone, supreme object of their worship. So we should know that when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, the inner tutor instruction, we may say, the spirit is the perfect model and nature is the copy, which is full of imperfection. So nature is like a copy of the original thing because it doesn't give perfection following material things. So draw from spiritual insight and push your impression at first to mind and then to the body. You simply spiritualize both. How to spiritualize? Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us the example how it should be. And he proves by logical argument that the eternal form of God is necessary if the word theism is to have any meaning. So this form is also important according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and devotional service to him is also important because Nam is higher than the highest, not bound by any rules. Nam is bliss, Nam is ananda. Nam is worship and Nam is to be worshipped. So when we cultivate our spiritual inwards, give up prejudice which acquired from so-called rational thinkers is also existence of God. Give up the shackles of matter slowly. It is not easy to cut our shackles in the material because it is deep-rooted. It is coming from almost 84 lakhs of yonis. So when you become humble yourself, learn to respect others and work towards the spiritual attainment, it can be achieved. Do there with heart, mind, strength in the company of spiritual people because association is more important in this, and then you will Krishna in no time. So Krishna is not imaginary. You have no right to think have material phenomena. Krishna is not understood by the process of distinguishing and subjective from the object. Accept him as such that you will see him from the soul's eyes. So it is explained nicely here why we should be smart. There are smartphones, smart things are coming. We should be extra smart to understand this devotional service. So once we understand why we have to worship our beloved Lord, the divine couple, then there is peace. Otherwise, there is no peace in the... Because unless the purification of the mind comes, there is no peaceful. And purification and mind comes only Manatrayati Mantra. That is the Maha Mantra where we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So pacification only time being of the mind, not permanent. Only beyond mental material there is spiritual. So when we direct our heart, our mind to Mai Asakta Mana, so we feel Krishna is bigger than the world. When we feel Krishna is everything, Krishna is absolute, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhajavure Mana, that song, Abhaya Charana Ravindare, because that gives almost everything to us, that gives protection. It promises, Krishna always says, announce that my bhakta, my devotees never perish. So it gives such a pacification, and it doesn't lie, doesn't need much hardship. That I explained just now. Going to hell is very, very costly. Where we are, can go back to Godhead very easily. Just follow. So everything, every attachment will have anxiety. So when we have tea, when we all call, when we want to see movie, when we are do prajalpa, everything is anxiety. Thinking that whether I will like it or not, whether this is suitable or not, whether those who are listening to like it or not. But when we read, when we, give class, or when we discuss about Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitam, it is accepted fully by all of them, because we are repeating. We are just like a repeater. It is not that we are adding anything of our own. So there is no anxiety as such, because in spiritual, it is a repetition, comes again and again. So there is when we do all these things, then when we sing this song, Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharira hari hari bolite nayana babe nira are kabe nithai chande karuna hoye be samsara vatana mora kabe tuchha de vishaya chadiya kabe shuddha habe mana kabe hamahe ribo Shri Vrindavana Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoi Be Akuti Kame Ham Bhuja Bhote Yugala Priti Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahumora Asha Pratana Kare Sada Narottamada. So Narottam Das is praying, when I chant, when I take the name of Lord Hari, Gauranga, Nithai Gaur Chandav, how my heart has to stand on. That is so much nectar in the name. That Naam itself is the Lord. When we take Nithai Gaur Chandra, all body should shiver. We have to have that ecstasy, that at that time we will get real relishment of whatever knowledge, whatever we heard of Lord Nityananda Chaitanya. They are so munificent, they are magnificent, they are given everything without asking us anything. So many austerities. We need not go to forest, we need not do tapasya, austerity, but minimum austerity, whichever possible for every human being, chanting minimum round of 16 rounds and following four regulative principles and associating and serving, again, devotional service, serving the deity and serving the spiritual master and Vaishnavas and respecting them. So that shows when Ramchandra Puri, such a top class devotee, was serving, but what happened? When he saw faults in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, faults in many people, he fell down. Otherwise, associating of the Lord Chaitanya, it's not easy to get it. But though he got it, he lost the chance. But whereas Govinda, when he wants to serve the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even he wants to, cross over, which is not, it is not in the scripture. He went crossover. He know that he will be punished. He will get some reaction for that. He didn't bother. Why? Because he's serving. His duty is to, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes lunch, he has to massage his leg. That is the duty, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, maybe purposely, we don't know, he was lying. He's never allowed Govinda to come inside. Because Govinda, his servant, told many times, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please move a little bit. But he didn't move. So he put a chadar over Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he crossed it. But for self, he was, after the massage, he has to take his prasad, but he never took. He waited, sitting there, hours together. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, got up and he asked, why you didn't take prasad? So he said, for my sake, I will not do anything, break the law, but for your sake, I can do anything. This is devotional service. When Daruka was fanning, the ice got moisture, but he stopped it. He stopped the feeling because it comes in way of his service. That shows how much dedicated, how much devotional service these people can do. When Shivasananda Sen was taking people to, Jagannath Puri, the dog followed, we know that. How, just because the attachment to the dog, attachment of the dog to Shivananda Sen made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu send it back to God, back to Godhead. This shows attachment, this nishtha, faithfulness in the Lord and coming up to nishtha after all these things, bhajana kriya, nivartanati, sadhu sangha, everything. When it comes to nishtha, so much, unflinchable faith in the Lord can bring us all our anarthas, everything. But we are still, most of the time, though Prabhupada said books are basics, utility is principle, preaching is essence, purity is the form. Today, the ISKCON is growing. ISKCON is growing only because of the purity of Srila Prabhupada and his disciples, all our spiritual masters. They are so pure. That is why we are not getting any trouble from, at least now, from, external world. They could have condemned us, they could have beaten us, they could have put in the jail, but we are having much, much fruit, what they have undergone, these people. So we should respect them. That's why every time, scripture says, when you do devotional service, respect everyone. And respect more than anything, that is most important. That's why this pure devotional service, one can purchase Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to say, he can sell me, Shivananda Sen can sell me, Vasudeva Dutt can sell me in the street. That's the power of devotional service. Because everything, whatever they were doing, Shivananda Sen or anything, he doesn't mind, kick off Nityananda Prabhu, because he knows that is a blessing. When he curses that his children will die, he didn't mind. He was shouting his wife, why you are bothered? It's a blessing. So we should know what is a blessing, what is a curse, everything. When Gandhari, if you see her chastity made Duryodhana strong like a diamond, Vajra, Kavaj. So Bhima could not, beat him. But Krishna's thoughtful. Krishna is always wants to protect his devotees. So when he went naked in front of Gandhari, Krishna stopped him and said, it is not wise, you are a grown-up child, you are not a small child. At least he covered the lower part. So he covered little bit thigh and lower part. That made him, Bhima, to, strike on the, because very thoughtful. So Krishna is always having the best plan for us. We only anchor. Our main problem is we always lament. When Saurabh Muni was, doing tapasya, what? He saw the fish and he fell down, just lamenting because he's not conquered his lust. And Vishwamitra just heard ankle, what happened? He also lamented to have association with opposite sex. Whereas Mrigahari and Valmiki, they were in the worst possible profession. But because of Narad Muni's, compassion, they heard him, they had a full faith on him. What came of Ramayana and other things came out. So we should know that. But at the same time, in Maharaj Naraga, you are giving charity, because your charity example is giving. Your charity is giving like crores of cows. It is not one or two. Nobody has given like Naraga, but because he was maybe proud in giving charity, and he was one cow which came back, he was wants to, you know, barter with 1 lakh cow for one cow, but that the Vamin didn't allow. The one who's taken that cow also didn't allow. One who wants to, that cow also, he didn't allow them to do that. So what happened? He has to become a lizard. Just imagine. The charity never brought him. But Krishna came personally. What is the reason? Because he helped one Brahman to build a Krishna temple. So Krishna is never a runcho, he's a runcho. He never keeps anybody's, you know, runa, independence. He comes back. So personally, Krishna came and lifted that lizard and gave back in his original, you know, whatever destination he had. This shows Krishna Govinda is always merciful, always, always merciful. Our lamentation and, you know, envious and lauding, it is very difficult for us to overcome many times. We are always answering, why not this? Why the Lord is not providing? If we had something, I would have done better devotional service. All this are stupidity. Because whatever position Sudama had, whatever position Dhruva had at 5 years, they were very determined. That's why here in this sloka it is said, devotional service is determination. Determination is very important. It's not one day. It is a continuous process. It is not a, you know, one day you do and go back to Godhead. No, it is a continuous process. When Brahmanand Bharati was a, you know, disciple of Madhavendra Puri, was his, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met him in the south, and he requested him to come to Jagannath Puri to have an association. Brahmanand Puri, I mean Bharati, went to first meet Sachi Mata. He met all the people. Then he came and reached. And they were arguing one of the time. And he was a Nirankari. So Nirankaravadi. So when he was having discussion that time, many people were there. Sarvabhama was there. Sarvabhama, everyone was there. The Brahmanand Bharati was telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because of your association, I became, you know, Krishna conscious people. I have become from Nirankari to this thing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never want to reveal himself. So he was arguing with the Brahman. You see Krishna everywhere. That's why you have become Krishna, blessed you. So I am not still blessed by Krishna. So they know, says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is none other than Krishna himself. So here, understanding, Sarvabhama, you know, took the middle path. When Brahmanand Bharati asked him, who is right? I am right or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is? Then Sarvabhama said, no, you are also right. Because you are understood who is Lord, and you took the path of, you know, worshipping the Lord in his form. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord himself, so he is also right. So this small pastime, we can learn most of the things because he has taken a middle path. That's why Kaviraj warns us, when there was a fight in between, you know, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Chandra Prabhu, we should not take anybody's side. So, because we think they were doing, that's the pastime. Most of the pastimes are to relish, not to argue, not to doubt, not to put some stupid questions, because our mental speculation is warned here. Kaviraj is warning us, this mental speculation doesn't bring anything unless you are very, very, you know, exalted people. Most of us are exhausted in bhakti also. I am talking about myself. I am most exhausted people. So when we do not have, so when Arjuna had doubted and he had, you know, lamented Bhagavad Gita came, where Parikshit Maharaj wanted to purify, he, you know, Bhagavatam came. When Kaviraj, when he was lamenting, Chaitanya Charitamrita came, and Chaitanya Bhagavata also came. So, because of, so we know that Vilomangal Thakur, when he understood the purpose of the life, so many nice songs, and prayers of pain. When Bhishma understood Krishna, the nice prayer came. Kunti understood Krishna, the love, most, you know, beautiful prayers are coming. So when we are in the pathway to towards, you know, our goal, achieving our goal, then everything is easy. So one should know that nobody became overweight by overnight. Nobody keeps become fat. Slowly, slowly they are eating too much, that's why they become obese. And nobody can lose weight overnight. So when attachment never brings happiness unless we make it happen. Sorry, attachment never happens. Attachment never happens unless we make it happen. Because all this attachment to the material world, it doesn't happen like that. We want it. We know that Ashtavakra, when he ran the question of, you know, Janak Maharaj, he ran, he was holding a tree and he was telling, leave me tree, leave me tree. So Janak Maharaj and all sadhus said, you are holding the tree. That is what the answer is. We are holding our attachment, not that attachment is holding us. Because we are want it. We want the Lord over it. We want to enjoy it separately from the Lord. That's the reason. Again, I'm talking about myself only. But there's an example is even when the coolie takes luggage from the others, baggage, maybe two on the head, two on the, you know, shoulder, one on the one or two on the hand. But there may be so many costly items inside the bag, but he doesn't own these because it belongs to somebody else. So he paid for that, whatever he does. So here also, we are getting the unnecessary luggage from others, which is not belongs to us. And that luggage will not take us back to Godhead because this Goloka Express never takes any luggage with us. So we should be knowing that our gati, when we want to have speed, our gati, it needs, in the material world, foot is necessary to speed up. Where pragati is only achievement is done when we are light. When we, you know, go ahead with the spiritual life, we need lightweight. There is no attachment should be there. There should be detachment one by one. One by one, whoever, you know, sometimes when we travel to India or somewhere, some people give us baggage, maybe costly things, but it not belongs to us. We are only carriers. So, like that, when we do prajalpa, when we do so many things, anarthas, when we attach to this habits, whichever, which are extra luggage. So we have to take it out slowly, one by one. It may not be, you know, easy to get out from one by one. But unless we take it out, this extra luggage, there is no place for us in Goloka Express. So we should know that back to Godhead is detachment and attached to only that divine couple. There is no other way for us. Once we know, understand is, because there are so many distractions in this world. They say in Hindi, Nazarandaj. Nazarandaj means ignorance. Because there are unwanted, unnecessary things, we have to reject that. This is not part of our, you know, it is not leaving us anywhere near to devotional service. So we should understand that unless we, you know, detach from this and attach to Krishna, then it is easy for us. We know that when Dhritarashtra, example is given, how we become hard-hearted. Because his attachment to his kingdom, because his attachment is children, because his attachment is, you know, when Vidura came and told, you know, he told such a word, you are living on whatever Bhima is throwing you like a dog, you are eating that. Such a word he used because it may be heavy on that time, but it has to be used. So many times, Maya kicks us sometimes because heavy disease or something. Then you should think that this is a blessing. Like Vidura is, you know, giving, you know, such a nasty one way, you know, telling Dhritarashtra, you are so fallen. You are depending on Bhima, and Bhima himself killed all your children, and you are, you know, still want to become, you know, hard. And Chitraketu's other wives, how they killed Harshashoka because they were envious of, Chitraketu never bothered about other wives. He had 10 million wives. So 909. So they killed only the son, which is hardly any, very child. So it shows how this envious kills everything. That's all extra luggage. So if you see Bharat Maharaj, he left his kingdom. How he left his kingdom? Like, one who passes the stool and never, turns it back. He left and he became deer to deer. That's another, then he has to come back as a deer. So there are so many examples are given in Bhagavatam, why it is given? Because we have to think, we have got so many extra luggage. Again, I'm talking about myself. This extra luggage has to be left here. There is no way we can take this extra luggage. Enviousness, anchoring, lauding, so many things. Anchoring, lamenting, so many things are there. There are so many things, we have to see. So many times there is a middle-age crisis comes. Middle-age crisis is such that most of us are, except me, I am almost old age. So middle-age crisis is when we think whether we are doing right or not, whether we have to, minimize our daily requirements, material requirements, whether we have to increase our spiritual requirements more, whether at that time the family, husband, wife may not agree. Many times this crisis might happen, middle-age crisis. We should take advice from the seniors and we should have intelligence to take a middle path. So both material and spiritual goes hand in hand, but not too much on material. But it can be too much in spiritual. But ultimately, the spiritual itself will take us back to Godhead because that is only with association with God, brother. That's why Bharat Maharaj is always quoted, because Maharaj says he didn't have association. That's why he fell down. Otherwise, his God brother was there, some sadhus were there. They would have told, because this deer, he had plenty of deer. He must be having more than 1,000 deers in his kingdom. He never had attachment. Because he didn't have association of his like-minded or God brother and God sister or someone, he didn't have that. Somebody has to tell him, you're too much attached, you have become very dear to dear. So once he understood that, he would not have, nicely. So if you see, because Parikshit Maharaj never attached to kingdom, so Sringi's curse, he took it as an advantage. So he thought it is Krishna's blessing. So many times we should also think, because when Srila Prabhupada wishes to have Krishna consciousness all over the world, it happens because Krishna is there to make it happen. So we should know that everything can happen if we desire, if our, fulfillment in devotion service. When we do more and more devotional service, the fulfillment automatically comes. So here, Bhagavad Gita also tells us it is done very pleasingly. It is very pleasingly, whatever act of devotional service. So here, it is said that we have to cultivate with determination. Otherwise, spiritual platform has four principles, jnana, vijnana, So rules, regulation, restriction are the material platform for advancement. Though it is in material platform, we have to do this co-regulative principle because it gives us more and more strength, our inner core of the heart. We get more empowerment when we, follow the regulative principle and when we take the shelter of Nama. So when we do that, then we can sing like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Tumito Tumara Kukur. We can say we are dog at your place. You can tell, this Vaishnava, we are just like a dog, depending on whatever you are throwing to us. That is the So the conclusion is that one cannot know Supreme Personality of the Godhead fully by any method, but can be seen and felt only by devotional service to Him, and that is hearing, chanting also. So, Maya Tatam Idam Sarvam Jagat Arikta Murtina Mastani Sarva Bhutani Nacham Tesho Avastita. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded, all beings are in me, but I am not in them. So it shows, because of He is there everywhere, but He may not be there. Nachamattani bhutani pashyame yogam aishwaram bhuta chinnacha bhutasto mamatma bhuta bhavanva. And yet everything that created does not rest on me, although I am maintainer of all living entities. And although I am everywhere, I am not a part of the cosmic manifestation for myself in the very source of creation. So Lord Nityananda always sees the transcendental pastime of Supreme Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within his heart. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whenever Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami was serving Panihatina, the Ichida, though he could ask, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always is in the heart. So we should, inculcate this mood of Nityananda Prabhu. We should always keep Lord in our heart. Try to keep Lord in the heart. So what will happen? Whenever we want Lord, Lord will be there. Raghunath Goswami, we know that Narottam Das Goswami, Radharani is coming and serving Rupa Goswami just because he wanted to serve the pure devotee, Sanatan Goswami, with sweet rice. So he didn't have any ingredient. Though his mind, because their heart always Krishna is there, so Radharani could understand. So she came personally as a girl. She supplied both sugar and milk, everything. And more of that, she cooked also. She was preparing, but she was cooking. When she helped Raghunath Goswami, the sun was so much, she was preparing. Only Sanatan Goswami could see it. So when this great, acharyas, the association, even the demigod wants that association. They never wanted to leave association of these great souls. So we should follow the footsteps of, we cannot copy it, we cannot, but we can always follow the footsteps in austerity for detachment. Their detachment is so much. Both of these, Raghunath Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they're so rich. So rich. Even now, the richest person cannot have that facility. So, that much rich these people have got, but they renounced everything for the sake of, taking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, follow him and serve him. When they served him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ready to take the worst possible, rice where Raghunath Goswami used to go to, cows eating and splitting out and washing it and eating it. That shows the love of the Lord. He doesn't see what we are, capable of doing. We have, what is our endeavor for what? Whatever endeavor we do, He knows, because He's sitting as a super soul. He knows our endeavor is for, many times, foolish. Again, I'm talking about myself. Achievement in this world, that it doesn't please Him. He pleases Him, our endeavor to satisfy Rishikesha Rishikena. So He is the Rishikesha, all our senses to please Him. When we do that, like gopis, they do not mind this civilization or anything we call in that time. They just ran, leaving everything just to please Him. They were ready to go to hell just giving their dust. So that magnanimity, that is the, that is the nature of gopis, where our acharyas asking us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asking us, we have become, servant of these gopis, because we can't become gopis. Very difficult. One of you may be because of your devotion service, but it's difficult to become gopis because they left everything, casted it. And this chastity is so much powerful, one can say, Anusuya, you know, when she wants to sprinkle over the Shiva, Brahma and Vishnu, they become small children. So that is powerful. And when other two people also, Damayanti, because of chastity, she got Nala. And when we see other people also, when they follow, they can stop. They are one of the exalted devotee of the Lord. She can stop the son raising because there is a curse on her husband. He will die in the next day morning. So she stopped the sun rising. Such a power of chastity. Lord wants to give everything. Lord doesn't want to keep himself. That's the beauty of it. Srila Prabhupada wants to give everything. And all these acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, all these acharyas want to give. They never take. That is the beauty of this, bhakti. Everything they want to give. We don't want to take ourselves. That is a very, very selfish motive many times. But when we start giving, the real beauty, real happiness comes. Srila Prabhupada once was, giving class, and that time one drunkard mind came. He was, disturbing. He was disturbing so much. But Prabhupada had patience. Prabhupada said this, fallen soul needs some. So he was tolerating him many times. Of course, later he left alcohol and came. Now this shows how much compassion this acharya got. The whole class was disturbed. Everything is disturbed. He didn't lose his mood. But many times he also chastised whenever necessary because that people must be proud. So he sees time, place and circumstances. So our today's world, seeing the time, place and circumstances, it is necessary for us to help people to come closer to Krishna, and same time we have to come in between, closer and closer. Nothing should come in between us and Krishna. So that is a real devotional service. I'll stop here. Any question, any correction, please let me know.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Tell me, Mataji, any question, any correction is there?
Oh, Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dhandavats. All goes to Srila Prabhupada. First of all, thank you so much, Prabhu, for this very nice class. It was very interesting when you were describing about these devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who were serving them and getting his mercy. So it was very nice to see the mood of these devotees and how they are receiving special mercy through the process of devotional service as compared to any other process. And I was thinking of so many things while you were talking, but I'm not able to put it in words now. But overall, it was very interesting and very nice class, Prabhu. Thank you so much for all the effort that you put in.
You people are all pure devotees of the Lord, so you can appreciate fools something and copying something.
No, Prabhu. Not like that. It was very, very interesting to actually get so many perspectives and so many. I think you gave a lot of examples towards the end of the class. I'm not able to bring it out now, but it was actually very interesting. I just had one question. I think in the first verse that you read today in the purport, it also says that Vyasadeva did not write anything on Upasana Kanda. So how do we understand that? And
I didn't get your question, Mataji.
So it says, but he had written, in the first verse that you read today, 22:19, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that Srila Vyasadeva had written about Karma and Jnana Kanda section of the Vedas, but he had not then about Upasana Kanda or Bhakti. But we see there are so many other scriptures that also talk about Upasana Kanda, right? So I was curious to know why specifically Prabhupada says that.
Because, see, every people now, your temple, wherever you're staying, many millions of people must be crossing this. How many people enter the temple? Because their attraction is something else. Their goal is something else. So in this world, varieties has to be given. So Vyasadeva gave us, but it is up to them. Now, Chanakya Pandit always says, when there is a, you know, so much garbage, if gold is there, we have to pick it up. But how many people, you know, have got this knowledge? Gold means not literally gold, but some, you know, whatever necessary for life. So whenever that Brahman, 24 gurus, he went to so many places. One of the places he went, and the girl was, you know, breaking her bangles because it was coming, it was making a noise, big voice. So we cannot take this exactly what it is there. But Jnana Kanda is necessary. We are going through Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, maybe Ashtanga Yoga then, but we know the importance of, this is the ladder. When we climb the ladder, we have to climb slowly one by one. Now we are in, we must be gone through all these things in our previous life. So we had a higher taste. When you have got higher taste, lower taste doesn't taste us. So Narad Muni indirectly chastising him, why you gave only this? Why not Bhakti Yoga also? So Krishna also, if you see, he didn't talk in first chapter most of the time. Second chapter he was telling when Arjuna is submitted himself. So when we know submissively, we get the knowledge, correct knowledge. So Krishna is also giving us so many examples. So Karmakanda also is not bad. It's not bad. But the goal of Karmakanda has to be, you know, having Krishna prema. Because Sambandha Abhideya, and when we want that, because people do not know, they want only sometimes mukti, but understanding, you know, like Christians, either go to hell or heaven. If you don't come to Jesus Christ, all will be going to hell. That is their way of understanding it, because there are deeper meaning in that, what is hell and what is heaven. So we understood, we are very, very fortunate. We are most fortunate people in the world, because we have given the correct understanding. No other religion gives us so much depth, because we go deeper and deeper. There are so much, you know, knowledge. One life is not enough. So when Vyasadeva is chastised by Narada, this is the reason, because the ocean is there. The ocean is there. He left the whole ocean. And this Jnana Kanda and Karma Kanda is limited. How much you can climb in the ladder? You may be CEO, you may be president, or you may be Bill Gates. That's all. But these people are much more than Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. They are much more higher than these people already, 500 years back. What is the greatness of these people? There is no great, because material world and the scientists never take help of Lord. They think they can. Now you stem cells, if you see how stem cells work. These people are minting money. They want to put in arthritis, they want to put in back pain, they want to put it any disease, they think it will work. They are experimentally doing mental concoction. But we have seen the prayer to the Lord, you know, many times relieved cancer, relieved, you know, so much things. So that is important, devotional service, because unless we are purified ourselves, you just see yourself, all the, most of the ISKCON projects running very well because of the purity, because we follow perfectly what is necessary for our upcoming.
Yes, Prabhu. So, yeah, the other thing that you were talking about is also very instructive about material. We are there in this material manifestation, but we don't necessarily have to blame it, because it's only by our choice that we are being attached to material things.
Yeah, because utility is the principle. No? If we don't look for the Lord, how we live? Suppose you think that it's all material, so you say, no, why should cook? I will fast. We can't be, you know, Raghunath Das Goswami, you know, once in 2 days we can eat buttermilk and survive. It may not be possible. Maybe for some people, but it's not always generalized. So generalized is, material it is necessary, but utility is the principle. When we serve the Lord, thinking that make it prasad, he will make it prasad. We know that Raghunanda. How, you know, such a child can bring the Lord down and eat prasad. So Krishna manifests everything. Just we have to have a determination and devotional service. Everything is possible in this world.
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you so much, Prabhu. And Prabhu, we will be missing your association. When are you back from India?
Most probably November 23rd, if the God permits. If okay. our temple, yeah, it all depends on Gopinath, Radha Gopinath. They are so much attached. So that is again wrong thing. Here I am attached to Nilamadu, there I attached to Radha Gopinath. Who takes me back, we will go there. I am not the deciding factor.
Okay, Prabhu.
Whenever I come back, I will let you know, Mataji.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I love all you people because you are so nice, you are pure devotees, so I can be also purify myself having association with you.
We are fortunate to have association. Thank you, Prabhu.
So please pardon me if whenever I, you know, cross my limit in some telling the past time.
No.
I know that I'm crossing many times. That is actually weakness.
So no, we can actually see the underlying humility every time when you're saying, no, I'm telling it for myself. But actually, it's so applicable to each one of us.
We don't know, Namataji. External seeing someone or hearing something, how can we judge anyone? They may be much, much, you know, if you see Kishore Babaji all. Oh, they are not educated, but what level they've got. They can beat boys, you know, boys from here, Mayapur to Vrindavan, just taking a stick and he's telling, don't pick up the flower to Krishna. They can do that.
Yeah.
They are very powerful. So one of you may be much more powerful than any one of us. Who knows? We should be careful. That's why whatever we can do here.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. It was very sweet.
Thank you, sir. We'll stop here, if you permit.
Yeah. Anyone else has any questions or comments for Prabhu? Okay, Prabhu. Thank you so much. We can end the call. Vancha Kalpataru Vescha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanam Pavanibhya Namo Namaha Vaishnav Randa Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
All Vaishnavas Ki Jai.
All the Vaishnavas Ki Jai, His Grace Murari Vallabh Prabhu Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu.